Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's Pensacola Business Radio on this fine October fall weathered morning. I've got some great guests in the studio with me today. I've got Mr. Kurt Larson here from the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite.
That's right.
I've got Derek Adams here from...
Viral Technology.
That's it, man. See, I needed a sheet. I've got Dave Pasqualone, which I hear is Italian for Smith.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay. And I've got Kathy Summerlin here from Sanger Theater.
Good morning.
So welcome, you guys. Thanks for coming in today. Kurt, let's get right to it. Let's talk about the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite.
I'd love to.
So I am a Mason, so I sort of have the inside track here, but let's tell people who may not be familiar with Masons or what Masons do or the Scottish Rite. Let's just start there.
Masons are the guys you see every day on the street. You don't know who they are, but they're the guys who are contributing to your community. They're giving thousands of dollars just in our local community to different various projects. They are men that are over 21 years old. There's no upper limit. They have to be warm breathing and have a belief in God.
That's it. There is no upper limit. That's right.
There is no upper limit.
You can go until you're dead, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, what's one of the things that you guys are doing in our community now that people would really see you or notice?
Well, Masonry has about 15 different projects here in the community, but I'll talk to the Scottish Rite one specifically. We have a clinic at Baptist Hospital where children, and only children, can receive speech and hearing therapy so that when they're in their 2, 3, 4 years, if they're having problems, we try and get them in for that therapy so that they can lead a normal life.
Right. And so we're raising money for that year long. And then you can go tour the facility too, can't you? Isn't that part of it?
It's at Tower 3 in Baptist Hospital.
Yeah.
They've got a great facility and great staff.
So, and then obviously children have been a big thing of the Scottish Rite because we do the Burn Center. And then what's the other big one in Atlanta that's in the actual Scottish Rite Hospital?
It's the Scottish Rite Hospital.
Right.
And there's a Scottish Rite Hospital in Dallas, Texas as well.
Yeah. So huge, huge stuff for kids and for the community.
Huge. And everybody says, why do you do it for kids and not for adults? The kids are our future, whether you want to admit it or not. Kids are the future. And if we can give them a halfway normal life, then they're going to grow and develop. And who knows? They might be the leaders of our future communities.
Okay. So... I know what all this takes, so it's so hard to come from the outside perspective, but can you be a Scottish Rite Mason without being a Mason?
No.
Okay, so...
We do that on purpose.
Right.
Because we've already found out you have a commitment to yourself and improving yourself, and the Scottish Rite takes those values and expounds upon them and tries to make good men better men by getting them involved in their communities, by getting them involved within their own community of Masons,
right,
and also giving them the opportunity to network, fellowship, and actually have a good time.
Yeah. So, and to be one, ask one, right? So if you want to be a Mason, you just need to ask a Mason.
That's it. It used to be so secret that nobody knew who they were, but if you want to be one, just ask somebody.
Yeah. So, and you can always, the lodges are open sometimes on...
It's the only secret organization I know that puts on a sign
that says we're in there.
That says we're in here, what time we meet, and come join us.
So, I guess the thing I was getting or leading into here is that the Scottish Rite does the children's stuff and the Burn Center and the hearing, but Masons as a whole, especially in this community, what are some of the other projects and pieces that they work on?
Ever heard of the Knight Templar Eye Foundations?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a big one where anybody, men, women, children can go get their eyes checked and get glasses if they can't afford them so that they can lead better lives. The Shriners have a burn hospital in Galveston, Texas, and an orthopedic hospital in Tampa, Florida. And they support them by getting kids, putting them in a van, taking them down there, and there's no fee for the children to get to see a doctor.
Right.
What a great... You've got children.
Yeah.
So how hard
Luckily,
is it?
Luckily, they haven't needed glasses yet, so knock wood.
But even not just glasses. Say they fall down and have a head injury.
Yeah.
And don't have their speech and language facilities anymore. We can get them in and get them treated. And it's no cost to you as a parent. what are the big worries when you have a child that you can't afford to get treated?
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do, is alleviate that problem for our communities.
So, if how you know, I said to be one, ask one, but how does becoming a Mason, how does that work? And if you want to, honestly, like seriously, if somebody wanted to go out today, where's somewhere that they could go to get some information?
Call me.
Call Kurt.
Call me. I'm serious.
When he's done here, he'll be at a phone, I promise.
All you have to do is pick up the phone and call the Scottish Rite of Pensacola, and I will talk them through Blue Lodge, York Rite, Scottish Rite. All those organizations work together to improve mankind.
Yeah.
And that's our ultimate goal.
And all of the lodges work together too. So
that's correct.
It doesn't just have to be any lodge close to you. Like if you have friends or you know other acquaintances that are in.
I got a phone call from a guy in Dallas, Texas, and he wanted to join a lodge. And he just happened to be a personal friend of mine. He called, and within 15 minutes, I had already talked to the secretary of that lodge and got him a petition so he could join in Dallas, right. Texas. So, and I'll tell you, if you live in Pace, Florida, and you don't live in downtown Pensacola, I will tell you to go to the lodge in Pace. I will have the secretary of that lodge call you direct.
So they know you're coming.
So they know you're coming.
So the secret's out.
Well, we're a very secret organization. We're like Coca-Cola, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
They don't tell you the secret to the recipe, but you see them everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do. And I think that's one of the, that's why I was asking all the other things that we're involved in, because most people don't realize that it's masonry and masons that are involved in it. I know people see the Shriners, obviously that's always a subject, and they are masons, you know, which I never knew until I became a mason, but you know, they are part of the branch.
That's correct.
So,
and we're not really good about outreach, going out and telling everybody about the good works we do. That's not our role. It's like going to church and saying, I gave $20 for tithing.
Right.
No, we don't do that. We go out and we help the community as best we can and feel good about ourselves. The rest just comes naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. But we want to let people know who you are and where you are.
That's why I'm here today.
Which is why I got you here today. That's it. So are women allowed?
No, unfortunately. It's a fraternity, not a sorority.
That's right.
And if women want to join, there are other organizations that practice the same ideals and lessons that we learn. But they do it with all women.
Right.
Every once in a while, sexes just have to go spend time with people their own. You know, you hear about the girls' night out. There's right. a reason for that. Well, the guys' night out is going to masonry.
Yeah. So, however, though, the women are still very active in the Valley. I mean, they're helping you guys raise the money and keep the events going and all of that.
Last weekend, we had a meeting, and the women provided food and kept us going for the entire day, so we didn't have to have people that were trying to be involved in getting things done go cook.
Yeah.
You know, if you have all men, you have to have somebody cook. Well, those guys wanted to be involved in what was going on in the lodge room. Well, we didn't have to have that. The ladies stepped in and took care of that. And the ladies also help us when it comes to our major fundraiser, which is the barbecue sandwich sale in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, at that sale, we raised $12,000 last year for the Baptist Hospital.
All
clinic.
From barbecue sandwiches.
Barbecue,
which is awesome. So if somebody were to ask, what do I get out of masonry, or what do I get for being a mason?
It's like anything else. You get out of it what you put into it. I get the good, warm feeling that I'm helping my community. I get the feeling that I've improved myself. There's a lot of lessons out there. How I manage my personal relationship between myself, you know, globally or with my wife locally, and all the rest of the community contacts that I deal with. I'm involved in a lot of communities, organizations, not just masonry.
Right. Right. So it's a great way to give back. But I think one of the best things that I got out of it was some of the philosophies that we did talk about.
You got to know yourself better.
Yeah, totally. I really did. And I know sometimes for some people that sounds so cheesy, you know, but really in today's day and age, and in order to function in the fast paced society that we have, and the business and the technology and all that, really knowing who you are and what you're good at and what you're not good at certainly helps target you moving forward.
That's the only way you can do it. I know you've heard of Tony Robbins and a lot of the other gurus. Well, there's no reset button on people. And the only way you can improve is by doing some inner searching, and whether it be through your church or whether it be through whatever you do, read books or go to seminars or just go to church on Sundays. And all Masons tend to go to church on Sundays because we don't believe Masonry is a religion. Religion is a personal thing between you and your God. Our idea is to just make you more susceptible to the ideals that are going on.
Yeah. And a beautiful one at that. So, all right. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you again or find out some more information, where do we send them?
Either go to the website, which is www.PensacolaScottishRite, all one word. That's S-C-O-T-T-I-S-H, for those that don't know how to spell Scottish, .org. Or call me at 850-494-0801.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Hang out for a little while.
I will. This is a great group.
All right. So go ahead.
I've got a question real quick. How often do y'all meet?
That all depends.
Every day. No, I'm just kidding.
he's kind of kidding, but it's serious. If you were so in depth into masonry that you went to everything, you could be busy every single day of the week. Now, most lodges meet twice a month, which is your basic craft Blue Lodge Mason. And then on top of that, there's York Rite, which meets once a month. There's Scottish Rite that meets once a month. Shrine that meets once a month. Grotto meets once a month. And it goes on.
So depending on how involved you get, I mean, you literally could have five meetings a month, but typically you've got two to three.
Two to three.
Yeah. So
that's if you go to all the meetings. Now, I tell all our younger guys, commit to one day a year.
Yeah.
You know, one day where you can improve yourself through masonry.
Yeah. Because let's face it, we've all got soccer games and homework and
ballet practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, you
gymnastics
and gymnastics,
violin. The
and
list
that's
goes
not
on.
Time at the beach or spending time with your spouse.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cool. All right. So, Derek, you just opened the gateway to it, man. Talk to us about viral technology.
All right. Excellent. I am a full service IT company. We specialize in managed services. That means we try to fix things before they break. We have a little software agent that sits on every computer, every server that we manage. The other things that we also do is, you know, we just started computer repair for businesses. We do backup solutions. All my customers, I test their backups every quarter, once a quarter.
Yeah.
Many IT companies don't, and then because they're kind of break-fix model.
Right.
So a lot of these guys will say, oh, yeah, it's working. Then disaster happens and
you're there cleaning up the mess, huh?
You're there hoping and praying and all that. So I try to stay away from hopes and prayers.
Can I ask you a question while I got you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you talked about servers and things like that. Can you work with peer-to-peer serving? You know, when you have a small office that might have three or four computers that are just networked together and they
absolutely
don't have
to okay. Absolutely. We do everything. I have customers and I have a customer in Tallahassee that's one person. Just one person. We also provide antivirus. We're basically a one-stop shop, like a virtual CIO, if you will. So companies will hire us and then say, if they say, our internet speeds are real slow.
Right.
I can reach out to Cox. I have a person at Cox. They'll give me a quote. I'll take it over there, have them sign the paperwork. If they're having issues with Cox Cable or any other service provider, they'll call me, let me know. And then I'll call them on behalf of the customers. I want the businesses to actually run their businesses
sure.
while I worry about their IT.
Sure. So not only are you providing services, but you're also a middleman and a liaison.
Absolutely.
To answer some of those questions. Because I know when I call Cox and tell them something about my internet, they're asking me questions and I got no clue. So
yeah.
You're the guy that has the clue that can
I'm the guy
fill
that
them
has
in,
the clue.
Huh? So, okay. Well, I know you're expanding too, because last time I saw you at RLI and you had a new employee, right?
Absolutely. We actually went 2 months ago as a one person show, which is a problem for a lot of businesses, and it's kind of understandable. You know,
sure.
They're worried about people being able to. So we hired a sales guy, Tom Yule, and now we have just hired another guy to run the office during the days to do more of our home computer repair.
Sure.
And I'm bringing on a partner. So we went from one person.
You went from one to four
to
real
four
quick.
In like the last 2 months.
That's cool, though.
You know, bringing in a new partnership. So
yeah.
That's going to be cool. We're going to start doing a lot more cloud services and stuff like that. We just made the decision yesterday, so I don't want to announce anything yet.
Sure.
But it'll come. So.
Okay. So, well, and you just mentioned cloud services, and I'm going to be real honest. I'm so weary of the data going up there, but then the more I think about it, it's probably already there and I don't even know it, you know?
Yeah.
So do you find a lot of people using, I mean, obviously that kind of service and that kind of need is expanding, but I mean, why? Personally, I don't want my pictures uploaded to the cloud every time I take it, or I don't want all of my data uploaded to the cloud every time I put it in there. But Am I wrong?
Well,
am I looking at this the wrong way?
No. There's all kinds of different ways to look at it. Cloud service is a very broad term that people throw around and just like, cloud, it's in the internet.
Right.
Paid for services have your data protected and it's all encrypted. I do a lot of like medical clients.
Sure.
So, and the new rules on medical clients, you know, if something happens and there's a data breach, my company can be personally held responsible.
Sure, right.
So I'm very, very strict on my medical people. But cloud services can be private cloud. It can be, you know, something like Google.
Yeah. Like we use Google Drive here for the radio stuff. And that's obviously, I understand the ease of being able to share that between myself and the other people when we're doing it. But, you know, personal cloud use and, you know, or even like storing your music up there. And then all of a sudden, I guess you got it when your phone goes down or whatever. But I'm curious because to me, it's like a bad thing waiting to happen.
No.
And you've seen the movies, you know, where the accidental film or picture or whatever gets uploaded and then everybody can see it.
Yeah. So,
you know, you guys can stop that, yeah, or at least go back and take it down.
We can absolutely take it down.
Yeah,
and we help the users practice, you know, common sense.
Sure.
You don't want to have really weak passwords. You want your data to be encrypted. But like Office 365 is an awesome product, and it's really good for small businesses because you don't have to have a $10,000 server at this point.
Right.
You don't have to pay somebody hours to maintain it and keep it running. So it's for our smaller clients, it's easier.
Sure.
Plus with like Office 365, you get a state update to the latest product.
Right.
You're not worrying about, oh, well, this product's end of life. You know, now I have to go out and buy all new software.
Right.
It's all included.
So you're keeping your overhead down.
Yeah.
Basically.
Absolutely.
Well, smaller capital investment.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
For the small clients, it's easier. It's easier and cheaper.
Okay, so what's your typical customer look like? I mean, are we everywhere on the board here with somebody who needs your services?
We are everywhere. Like I said, I have a user in Tallahassee. That's a one user. We're looking at a project to do in Atlanta. We have customers in Texas, Atlanta, Tallahassee. It goes anywhere from one user shop all the way to multiple servers.
Sure.
And email.
And it doesn't really matter what kind of company?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, anybody who's using...
Anybody's using the computer.
Yeah, who wants to protect their data and do what you do, huh?
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, if somebody wants to get in touch with you or find out more about your company, where do we send them to?
Yeah, we can go to www.viral-technology.com. My phone number is also 850-610-1796. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah, which we'll put all of those on our website today. Did get that part from you.
Yeah. I get the important part.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Anything we missed or anything else we want to get out there for the people to know?
I think it's a great, great basic overview. You know, we are having a fundraiser. I have to mention it. We like to try to help support local nonprofits.
Sure.
And there's one that's really close to me because it's a nonprofit for kids with cancer. It's Casey Helps Kids. We are doing a speakeasy. So Prohibition Party, whatever you want to call it, February 27th.
That's a good name for it.
Yeah, February 27th at Castaways. You won't be able to buy tickets at the door. However, you came by because we're going to have to have a password.
Sure.
You have to be dressed in 30s attire. From 7 to 8, we're going to have people teaching basic swing dance and
very cool.
Casino-style raffle parties. It's going to be awesome.
Very cool.
Really,
and
really cool.
You get to dress up and do all that? Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you get to dress up.
Very
it's
cool.
It's going to be a blast.
Okay, so where can people get tickets from you?
They can go to Eventbrite. There's also links on my Facebook, which we'll post later. I'm in the middle of redoing my website, but it'll be up on my website here pretty
Imagine
soon.
Imagine that, an IT guy in the middle of redoing a website.
Yeah.
Go figure, huh?
I'm not a programmer.
Yeah. Well, and there is a huge difference, obviously.
There absolutely is.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. If you can get the link to us, we'll put it on the page when we load up this radio show, too, and then people can access it through there. So.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for coming out and hanging
thanks
out with us for a little while. All right, Dave, you're up. Dave Pasqualone.
Yes, sir.
So Italian for Smith.
Yes, there's like 10 of us in the whole world.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So telestaff, right? Tell us what telestaffing is.
Telestaffing in HR takes businesses from 10 employees to 500, and we do all the payroll, workers' comp, human resources benefits, and staffing issues. That way, owners and organizations can focus on what they do and love, and we take care of all the trash and government red tape.
There you go. All the trash. I like that. All the stuff I don't want to have to deal with.
Exactly. That was a technical term.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like Mr. Smith, huh?
Yes.
You guys are local, right?
Yes, we're 15 years local in physical buildings in Ellison Industrial. Uh-huh. We have a footprint currently in 18 states.
Wow.
But we focus solely, like we really focus on the Panhandle because it's our local community.
Sure.
And just a great group of people.
And so aside from some of the HR stuff, I know you've got a huge consulting background, right? So does telestaffing do any of that as well? I mean, do you guys work in that arena?
Currently, Tel focuses on what they do best. So human resource experts, any kind of workers' comp coverage and protecting, that is their world, the payroll, benefits, and staffing. My personal background is consulting. I've worked in the defense industry. I sold less lethal weapons, everything from body armor to grenade launchers.
Like Lord of War over here.
I've had a great background. I worked with one of the gentlemen who started TJ Maxx in the clothing industry. So what happens when I go in with a company, we'll look at what their needs are, and then we'll help them just kind of put together a better solution to hit their goals. There's no charge for that when you're our customer.
Sure.
But Tel as a whole doesn't focus on that business. But that's something that's just value added when you're with us.
Sure. So let's say I'm a small 5-person business or I'm a large 200-person business. How do I know I need your services? How do I know you're the guy I need to call?
Well, what we do is we come in, we do a free consult. We get a true picture of what you're doing and what your needs are, what the future looks like. And then we'll do a cost analysis. Now, it's not always about the money because you might have a 5-person group that says, I just want no hassle and stress and
right.
My time's worth far more than the little bit I'll be paying. Other times, usually if you get 10 employees or more, our services pay for themselves. So you get our deep bench. You have us doing all the research, all the work, you know, all the Unaffordable Care Act laws
sure.
coming down. We're taking care of every day, so you don't have to focus on if you're in compliance or not. And it's going to pay for itself usually if you have 10 or more employees.
So you said laws and all that. Do we get access to lawyers too in case things come up like workman's comp or?
Absolutely. What happens is with a normal business, you have to hire your own attorney
yeah.
or pay hourly. With telestaffing and HR, we are the experts. But if there's something outside of our realm that we don't know,
right.
we will consult our attorneys in those areas.
Sure.
And we will make sure you get the most up-to-date laws, case law. We just had an instance where a client was asking a question. I wasn't confident in the answer because our environment's changing so fast.
Right, yeah.
So we went back, we consulted attorneys in Florida, we consulted attorneys in New York, and we came back with case law that supported the decision if anything did come from it.
Yeah, okay.
And there's not any other PEO in the industry that I know that goes to those levels.
Yeah, and so just a huge wealth of resources with you guys, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, I got QuickBooks. I'm doing QuickBooks. I can pay my 5 guys with checks, and that's no problem. But why? You know, I'm doing that, right? I mean, that's great. I'm running my company. I'm doing the right thing for my business. But you're telling me I may not be.
Absolutely. It just depends. Every situation is unique. It depends on the industry because your workers' comp code for someone who does administration is far lower than someone who might be doing landscaping.
Right.
Or someone who's a physician or attorney. So what we do is we look at what are you paying for workers' comp, and then we buy in bulk. So we get a discount.
Yeah.
We can go from 0% to 20% discount. With state unemployment, the range goes from less than 1% to 5.4. Businesses start at 2.7 in the middle. So we have buying power where even if you maybe had 2 years ago, you had terrible unemployment, so your rate went up to 4.5.
Right.
We can help you be where you should be through the buying power we have. So that is the financial area that most people look at.
Right.
And they'll be like, well, I only have 5 people. It doesn't really pay off. Well, now you look at HR issues, hiring and firing,
sure.
progressive discipline, keeping up with healthcare laws. At night, instead of being with your family, you're researching these issues.
Yeah.
We do that. So now you start taking the time that you invest why invest that time in your business?
Right. Put a dollar amount to it. It makes it real easy, doesn't
it? Exactly. I just had a client who's had his own, he has multiple businesses over the years. He's been doing his own payroll through QuickBooks.
Yeah. I've been down that road. That's why I use that example.
Yeah, exactly. And he loves it. And he just switched to us because he saw the value in what we're doing.
Sure.
And now it's an adjustment after 30 years, but already he's seeing, like, look at the depth of the bench. I have this question. I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to call my attorney. I don't have to flip a coin making this decision because I know they're telling me where it's going.
He's got some education behind it.
Absolutely.
But aren't you also saying that since you have the passion as a business owner, you're the one driving the business to greater and greater heights by taking your HR and using your company, you're allowing that individual to put the passion back in the business?
Absolutely. Because if you're not distracted by the tedious things of the business that nobody wants to deal with, you can take that passion, refocus it right back into what you love. If you love IT, you know, Derek can be out there focusing on meeting people, networking, marketing, fixing problems, and he's not worried about paperwork.
Oh, but that's such a fun part. Yeah. Oh, HR paperwork? That's my favorite. Yeah, so not really at all.
And another big thing, too, about Tell that's unique and different is everything we do when it comes to benefits is portable. So if you come to us and you have an existing healthcare plan, you can stay there, or if we have a better solution, you take it. If you decide to leave 5 years down the road, you can take that solution with you. We don't lock you in and handcuff you to any solution. And over 15 years, our retention rate is over 95%.
Wow.
So once a customer comes to us, they stay. There's very, very few that leave, and usually it's for reasons outside of us.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that you're letting people bring what they already know works for them,
absolutely,
you know, or take away if they decide to move on. What if, let's say, in the entrepreneurial aspect of things, that companies change, you know, like, let's say, well, we've got this company and then maybe this company decides to become another company. Is that something that also transfers or you guys are able to work with?
Absolutely. I mean, we'll talk to the owners or the board, whoever is, you know, whether it's an corporation or privately owned, and we'll just decide what's best for them at this point. When you sit down with me, you're going to get one of three answers. One, stay where you're at. You're making the right decisions.
Right.
Two, this is really good, the plan you have, but here's a couple tweaks to leverage and save yourself time and money.
Right.
Or three, we are the right fit. Come on board.
Yeah. Jump ship.
That's it. 30 minutes and we can, you know, in front of a customer.
Yeah.
We can get a good picture of what they need. Then I go back, do some number crunching, look at the research in their industry and find out what's truly best.
Yeah.
And then I can give you one of those three outcomes.
Very cool. And for you guys, you know, same as Derek, it doesn't matter what company. I mean, what you guys do, what business you are. I mean, you guys are well-rounded to handle any form of.
That's a great question because we love nonprofits. We take, our portfolio is vast.
Sure.
But we will not take on anything that's ultra high risk. And what I mean by that is skyscrapers, you know, excavation.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that just, you know, we want to help everybody, but there's just too much risk involved.
Sure. And then grenade launchers.
Hey. You come into a prison and let me shoot a grenade launcher down the aisle, you get complete compliance.
Yeah, I bet.
No. But when it comes to Tell, they're a wonderful company, Christian owned and operated, not in word, but in actuality, and they will not take on immoral businesses. So we're not going to be supporting strip clubs. We're not going to be supporting. We had a very large organization come to us, but they were basically making the, what is that junk called? It's like illegal drugs. What is it?
Spice.
Okay.
$8-9 million account. We turn them down.
Yeah.
We will not do anything that's going to dishonor God.
Well, that's
so
cool.
So if you are a good moral person, come talk to me. If not, go talk to somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. But, and you said you really like nonprofits.
Yeah. We're especially nonprofits. We have many, many nonprofits. And a lot of times people in this industry, there's 26 competitors that are in this area alone.
Right.
There's only maybe a handful that I'd say we're going to give you quality service.
Sure.
And a lot of nonprofits have partnered with people who they're getting what they need, but not what they're going to need, or they don't even know what they're missing. So one of my personal favorite things to do is to come into the nonprofit and show them how you're going to get the same service or better,
right?
99% of the time better, and I'm going to get to save you $60,000.
Right.
So who doesn't want a $60,000 check? I'm saving you money.
Yeah, especially for a nonprofit. Yeah.
Exactly. And we've got I know they allow me to use their name, but like Waterfront Rescue Mission, one of our nonprofits, they love us because we were able to come in and not just
work for them, but we partnered with them. So we were able to save them money. We were able to help training. We built a unique custom training website.
Right.
Above and beyond, because we truly know they're serving the community for Christ.
Right.
So we want to serve them. So it's more than the money with this, with Tell. That's why when I came back to the area to consult, I worked with these guys, saw how wonderful they are. We partnered together for 3 years. I left for a couple years, and then I came back and I'm with them again.
Yeah. So, and I didn't realize that, I guess, HR and staffing and things like that would be so different with a nonprofit than they are with a for-profit company.
The basic operation of business might be the same, but the laws and the standards and the hiring practices, even just all the little intricacies year-end for taxes, we help them manage all that, and we help them stay compliant and protected. Because the worst thing you can have is a great organization helping the community, and one
thing goes wrong, but man, one the person whole thing goes down.
Yeah, exactly. You're using much nicer words than me.
Yeah. Well, and we've seen it happen. I mean, so many times that, you know, you got one bad apple and it just spoiled the whole bunch, you know. Exactly. And so,
and in 15 years, there's, you know, the EEOC, harassment, of all sorts, discrimination. To my knowledge, in 15 years, we've not only not lost an EEOC case, but we've never even had to go to court, because Tell from the beginning stands by their customers and just walks through the process and makes sure that it's taken care of the right way the first time. And because of that, you know, knock on wood, so to speak, but God's blessed us and we've never lost.
I swear he's been practicing that.
No,
I swear, but that came out real natural, but I swear he's been practicing. No, that's good. That's great.
Oh, man, I got a face for radio, but I'm telling you, I love this company.
Well, and you know what? I'll be absolutely honest. That's a really good characteristic to see. I mean, you truly believe in the company you're working for, which says a lot to me. And I know as people will hear it over the radio show, will say a lot to them too. I had no idea you guys were even in town, let alone all that you did or how long you had been here. So I'm grateful that you got to share your story today with us on the air.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. And that's the Tell grew themselves by word of mouth, and they've grown at 25 to 50% each year for 15 years.
Yeah. See, so that's incredible.
That's just service and loving people.
Yeah.
Well, so thanks for the
opportunity. This is definitely word of mouth. So, David, real quick, let's tell everybody where they can find your services or information.
Yeah, you can contact me at 850-602-1926. Our website is www.tellstaffing.com, or you can email me. It's a long name, david.pasquale@tellstaffing.com. So you might want to call 602-1926.
Yeah, or we'll have the links on our show on our site today too.
Absolutely.
So thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it. And I'm going to move on to Miss Kathy Summerlin, my fantastic singer theater marketing director guru liaison.
Thank you. Wow.
So, you know, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about the singer for those that may not be aware.
Well, first off, thanks for inviting me. I've learned something from Kurt and about your services here and Tell staffing. And it's really interesting to hear you guys do speech and hearing needs. I'm with Liberty Sertoma. That's part of our focus. You know, we help children and adults, you know, raise money for hearing tests and hearing aids and things like that. So now there's another connection for you and I. I need help with my website. And so, you know, I've got something going there. And so this is a great roundtable to bring, you know, people in the community who may not already know each other, you know, in advance. So,
yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I just, for the record, I picked all of you at random. You just happened to show up on this day. So, yeah, it's, and not only today, but on a lot of the other shows we have found, there's so much, that all of these businesses do in this community that you can't tell from a billboard, or you can't tell from, you know, a 30-second advertisement, that everybody really gets to tell their story. And then those that are in the room are kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't know you did that. Or, you know, yeah, I could use that. Or I know somebody. So yes, this has worked out to be this really cool networking voice out. So
very cool.
But now it's your turn.
But I'm here to talk about one of my most favorite things to talk about, which is the Sanger Theater.
Yeah.
So I don't know if everybody knows, the Sanger is owned by the city of Pensacola. And it is professionally managed through a contract with a company called SMG based out of Philadelphia. They are the largest public assembly facility manager in the world. We have venues in Puerto Rico and in Europe and in Saudi Arabia and
really all the way to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I mean we're all over the world. We just got the new arena in Minnesota for the football team. So I mean we are managing, you know, small performing arts theaters like the Sanger. We have horse race tracks.
Yeah,
thank you. you know, civic centers, arenas, giant football fields, conference centers. So we do everything, and we're a huge company. And listening to David talk about, you know, the services that they provide,
right?
SMG has a huge, you know, company that, you know, manages all that, and sometimes it can be very frustrating not to have a local person to go to, you know, to get that answer.
Yeah.
And you have to
wait, call in corporate
and funnel through the weeds of corporate. Yeah. So that's a great product that you guys have. So
we'll
hear that.
But I've got to say that just opened up a whole new world when I asked Kathy for tickets to a show, because now I know you're worldwide. So now it's going to be like, well, what show, Keith? So, well, tell us a little bit about the history of the Sanger, because, and I know a lot of people in Pensacola obviously know the Sanger, but I don't think a lot of them know the history to it.
The Sanger opened in 1925. It was part of the Sanger Amusement Company. It was a couple of brothers that opened up theaters about one day's travel apart from each other. So along the Gulf Coast, it was vaudeville touring acts that would go, and they'd stop in Pensacola. Most of the stages were about the same size, so they could block out their show, and they knew where they would be. And they would go from Pensacola to Mobile to Biloxi to New Orleans to Little Rock. And they also had other theaters in part of that, too, like Rex Theaters. Not our Rex,
right,
but other Rex Theaters. The Isis Theater in New Orleans was part of the Sanger Amusement Company. They, you know, things started to move different out of vaudeville, and then movies and talkies became popular. So the theater became a movie theater.
Right.
We were showing war reels during the war, so people could come down and watch and see what was going on, you know, during World War II. And so we were a movie theater for a while, and then things started to move out of downtown, moving to the suburbs. Downtown Pensacola kind of
the
got
tumbleweed.
Really,
I call it the tumbleweed era.
It got really scary for a while. For a short stint, the Sanger was actually an adult movie house. I don't know.
Really? I didn't know that.
We joke. We don't know if Pee Wee Herman, you know, came and visited us. The theater was owned by ABC Southeastern Theaters in the 70s. And, you know, things had moved to the suburbs, to the malls, and they sold the theater to the city for a dollar. So that's how the city became the owner of the Sanger Theater.
Yeah. What a great purchase.
Yeah.
For a buck.
For a buck, yeah. They were going to tear down the theater to put in a parking garage. Could you imagine losing the Sanger Theater for a parking garage?
No.
No. I mean, what it is today and what the quality of life that it provides to the community, that would just have been a travesty. So it's gone through three major renovations. The most recent one was
absolutely gorgeous inside, for those that have not been in there.
The most recent one was 2009, where we did a lot of technical upgrades to the sound, to the acoustics. We added, we enlarged the orchestra pit. We replaced the seating. So we lost seats, but, it's much more comfortable in there now.
I was going to say, you can sit there a little longer now.
Yeah, in fact, you definitely can.
No offense, but I've actually fallen asleep in it. Now, it was the symphony, and it was very relaxing, and it was, and that's why I fell asleep. But I was able to fall asleep because the seats were so comfortable.
A little tidbit. Prior to the renovation, seats were anywhere from 14 inches to the largest was 19 and a
right.
half. Now they're anywhere from 16 inches to 23.
Wow.
So, yeah. The floor got a little bit more leg room, but we couldn't do anything in the balcony because of the rise and run of the steps.
Yeah.
So, we also added a whole new 25,000 square foot dressing room suite, meeting rooms, public facilities, you know, all the cooling and heating and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so we doubled our footprint. And that was paid for with local option sales tax from the city and the county. And then our nonprofit group that raises funds and awareness, the Friends of the Sanger, raised $1 million.
Wow.
So
$1 million.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, I tell you, I saw Joe Satriani, thanks to Miss Kathy here. That was awesome.
You bought your ticket, though.
Yes, but we did get to go see them. Blue Man Group, which I thought was absolutely fantastic and would love if they happened to come back anytime soon, if maybe you have some pull on that. But and I have to say, the sound was fantastic.
They did a great job. They added some, I don't even know how to explain it, but some acoustical shells on the wall.
Yeah.
So there's like fabric behind it, and then the sound bounces off. There's also some acoustical curtains in the balcony so that they could be adjusted to manage the sound. Did you take your daughters to Blue Man Group?
No.
Oh.
I took Tracy.
I took your daughters.
Well, I'll tell you what's funny is we got 20 minutes into the show, and we both looked at each other. We were like, the kids would absolutely love this.
Yeah.
So if they come back. Wink, wink.
They usually make the rounds every
couple years, isn't it? Longer than
for
that?
Those kinds of shows. I mean, that was a multi-day show, and they have to be very popular for us to get them for three days. It was one of our more expensive shows. I think the tickets were close to $90, but we had Mamma Mia for 3 days. We had producers for 3 days. Most of our Broadway shows that come in are just 1 day shows. They're going to, we're a tertiary market. So they're going to a tertiary market during a weekday because they hit the larger markets on the weekend.
Sure.
Yeah. It's very rare for us to get a weekend show for a Broadway show.
You know, I got a feeling that's going to change soon though, because growing up, that's how the music scene was.
Yeah.
And like you said, that's what the Sangers were designed for. I mean, you can see them all along the Gulf Coast. But I got a feeling we're going to stop being like the stopover space and really start being the weekend spot. I mean,
well, that's one of the things. And I didn't really talk about the Sangers business model. For the longest time, all we did was rented the building. So, Keith, you were a promoter. You bought the act.
Right.
You rented the building. You sold the tickets. We, with our last negotiation contract renewal with the city, we were able to get access to purchase shows. We have to be very careful on what shows we select.
Sure.
So, because we only have 1,650 seats. So, if there's an act that's, let's say, I can't even give an example.
Well, one that's going to fill all 1650 or one that's going to fill 800, you're going to take the 1650.
For instance, we're looking at a female rocker from the 80s that's still pretty hot, but her talent fee is up there.
Sure.
And so what we have to do is analyze, can the market bear the ticket prices so that we can, you know, break even or even make a little bit of money?
Right.
We definitely don't want to lose money.
Sure.
So, you know, it's those tough decisions that you have to make. What are her sound requirements? What are her lighting requirements? You know, she wants this huge, you know, sound console that's $10,000. Well, there's $15 a ticket right there to add on. Is the community going to spend $90 and $60 on a ticket?
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends upon if you
it depends on who it is. Yeah, exactly.
So. Well, I mean, female rocker from the 80s, that's pretty
who doesn't?
Self-explanatory. There was only a couple of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
only
had
only
like three, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, okay, so speaking about that and the shows, what's coming up now that people can participate in? Because I know you've got a lot.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know,
it's
six
cool.
Pages
this, I know, and the list used to not be so long.
No, it
so
didn't.
Congratulations.
It's busy. I mean, my workload is tripled. I'm marketing 22 shows right now as an in-house agency, and it's rough. So, we are home to the Pensacola Symphony, Pensacola Opera, Ballet Pensacola, Pensacola Children's Chorus. We have Broadway in Pensacola that's sponsored by the Friends of the Sanger. And then we do buy some shows like Halloween. We have Boz Scaggs, you know, Lido Shuffle and all those great songs. His, you know, famous album. Album, is that the right thing to say
now?
Yeah,
that'll work.
Silk Degrees in mid-70s. I'm sure most people remember that. One of the cool things that we're doing, this is actually a show that we're bringing in at no cost. It's the U.S. Army Band Jazz Ambassadors. They're awesome.
Yeah.
This is a free concert.
I've seen some of their YouTube stuff.
Yeah, they're really good. It's a free concert. It's 2 days before Memorial Day, so November 9th. You just have to go by the theater and pick up tickets. And the tickets, they go. We've had Navy Band, Air Force Band, and this is the Army Band, and they've all been full, sold out. So,
yeah, and don't let any of the names fool you. These guys are talented and play some really cool stuff.
These guys are professional musicians. They just chose to serve their country by playing an instrument. and being, excuse me, you know, to serve their country and be able to do what they love to do.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's all kinds of Christmas programming, Nutcracker, Christmas Carol, excuse me, Handel's Messiah, all kinds of stuff coming up through the holidays. And then we kick off the new year with producers. And I mean, it's just
going
one right after the other, right after the other.
So for those that can't see, she literally has 6 pages here, front and back, of all of the shows. So instead of you having to go through all 6 pages, where can they find all this information?
Oh, the best place to go is PensacolaSanger.com. Homepage has a link to sign up for our email list. You get to know in advance when tickets are going on sale. Most of the shows, probably 90% of the shows, we will provide you with a password to buy tickets before the general public.
To get a little pre-sale action. Yep.
Yeah, and Joe Satriani's coming back again.
Yeah, he was a really good show, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd always been one that's weary of all the noodling. That's what I call it. And we're like, you know, but, man, he had the whole band with him and the sound and the lighting, and he had such cool video and stuff behind him. So
He's a neat guy, too.
Yeah.
He spent
you got to hang out with him for a little while, didn't you?
Just a little bit. He spent so much time with the people that, you know, bought meet and greet tickets.
Sure.
And just real personable guy, signed autographs, signed guitars. One of the things that I'm really excited about that's coming, Alton Brown Live, Eat Your Science Tour.
Yeah.
So if people aren't familiar with who Alton Brown is, if you're not a foodie, you don't watch Food Network, he started with
Good Eats.
Thank you. Good Eats. And it was a show basically that talked about the science of cooking and baking and braising and how things break down and the best way to do things. And he's actually bringing his show to Pensacola on April 12th.
Yeah. So he's going to be live on stage cooking stuff. And
you know who's going to be hanging out backstage.
Yeah, I'm with you. With my foodie background. So he was the guy for me that made the science of food fun. So, you know, for those that don't know, I have quite an extensive culinary background. So I went to culinary school and you learned, okay, you use an egg to thicken or you use this ingredient to do this or create that. But then Alton would like break it down. He's like, this is why an egg thickens this or this is, you know, and then he started doing all these really cool, quick treats and stuff. Like I guess he's the one I go to where if you want to know who has the best tomato sauce, he's the guy that's broken down the 7 different people who have awesome tomato sauce and told you who's got the best and all that. And then as my kids started getting older, he was the guy that did the cool like frozen banana chocolate pops or popping popcorn with nitrous oxide and just really cool things that my kids are like, oh yeah, let's do that, you know? So I'm excuse me, I have not heard or seen anything else like what he's doing here. So I'm excited to see how that's going to play out.
I mean, it brings the kids in. It brings the science part, you know, the STEM education. And, you know, it gets people excited about science through food.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just all science. He's got some puppets and he sings. He used to do, like variety shows.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that about him. So I'm, yeah, really looking forward to getting some cool PR stuff going on with him. So,
well, we'll have to have you back some point before that so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we could even bring him on.
Oh, he'll probably fly in at 4 o'clock. That's what most of them do.
Show at 5 and then out that night.
That's what most of them do, honestly. I mean, for me to try and get, you know, one of the performers to do, you know, a news show or a radio show, it rarely happens.
Yeah. Because they got such tight schedules.
Yeah. I mean, they're flying in on private jets and going to the next city. And, you know, we don't even get hotel rooms for them.
They're in and out that quick, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll change.
A destination.
I know. There you
go.
Exactly. That's sort of the plan, isn't it? So, all right, Kathy, one more time. Let's tell them where they can find all this information.
PensacolaSanger.com is the best place to go to. Our box office is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Phone number is 850-595-3880.
Okay. I want to thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
So guys, all of you, ladies, gentlemen, what a fantastic show. Thank you all for coming in here today and, providing me with some fantastic content to spread out over the airwaves.
Hey, I think we want to thank you for hosting us.
Hey, I do my best.
Thank you.
I do my best. So, guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us at Pcola Radio X. Or our Facebook page, Pensacola Business Radio, or on our website at pensacola.businessradio.com. Again, thank all of our guests for coming in today. This is Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.